Hey, America!
Start listening now!
Here we are in September. It's a time of year for second chances. I believe in second chances, especially when it comes to the realm of Eurovision. So, guys, I am proud to announce on this show, everyone, please welcome to perform the 12 Points from America theme song, Mr. Tom Lieb!
And welcome to another Best of Us episode of 12 Points from America, a Eurovision Song Contest from America, where turkey doesn't count, it's special. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Danny.
And before we go any further, can you explain this turkey thing?
No.
Is it the country or the meat?
The meat.
The meat. Yeah, so we're very excited, except maybe Derek. I don't know. No, we're excited that... our beloved governor, Timothy Evelyn Walls, has become a candidate for vice president of the United States because he's very fun. And I like him a lot. And I think he would be a very good vice president. And he has a daughter who is vegetarian. And they did a video of themselves at the Minnesota State Fair. Greatest place in the world, by the way. When in America... please make sure to visit the Minnesota State Fair, doing a video about stuff they were going to do. And they talked about getting like corn dogs or something like that. And Tim Walz's daughter is like, no, I'm vegetarian. And Tim Walz goes, oh, turkey then. And Hope, his daughter, is like, no, that's meat. And he's like, no, it's not. Not in Minnesota. Turkey special.
So. Turkey is special here. We have too many turkeys.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like for those, this is very niche Minnesota content, but for those of us who have ever visited the lovely campus of Carleton College down in Northfield, Minnesota, you know what kind of day it's going to be, because when the wind blows from one direction, you get the malt-o-meal cereal plant. So the entire campus smells like fresh baked cereal and like ice cream cookie cones, that sweet, lovely cereal smell. But that's if it blows from the other direction, you get the turkey farm from the other side of the hill.
Doya.
You don't even have to go to Northfield for that. You can drive down to Apple Valley and get that.
Yeah. The turkeys are just slamming into the windows. It's horrible.
Or Invergrove Heights, so you can smell the paper factory. Ooh. We got a lot of smells here in this state.
Anyway, yeah.
Speaking of smells, Sam, hit him with the socials.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, you can find our stank on all the standard social media outlets at 12 points Midwest USA. You can basically find us everywhere. Or just email us directly at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. You can find our merchandise on our Redbubble page, or you can support us by a one-off contribution on our Ko-fi account. That's Ko-fi. Or a monthly subscription to our Patreon. Whether you support us financially or not, we appreciate you and love you either way. But our Patreon supporters do get exclusive content and early access to episodes. So, yeah. So last time that we gathered, we knew that there was going to be some big news coming down the pipeline, and it's official.
They were wrong.
Yep. Yeah. Boring as ever. Next episode. We'll see you then. No, we know for a fact now we have the city, the host city. It's Basel. We have the dates, semifinals on May 13th and 15th with a grand final on the 17th. We've got the venues, multiple venues. Actually, we know that the show itself will take place at the St. Jacob's Halle, which is about a 12,400 person capacity in a normal sports situation. There's like an overflow arena that's actually significantly larger. St. Jacob's Park is going to have like a 40K capacity for all the people who can't get into the show. The hockey arena across the street is going to be the press center. They've got information on where the Euro Village and the Euro Club and the Eurovision Street. There are going to be a couple of extra event spaces all over the city. They seem like they're going all in on this, which is fantastic. And it's also fantastic. Basel is at a tri-point. It's like literally where France, Germany, and Switzerland all meet. So if you can't find accommodation that won't cost you a kidney on the Swiss side, check on the German and French sides. You might be able to find something cheaper there.
Sam, I need to let you know that I'm going to be one-upping you on something here. As you'll recall, in 2023 in Liverpool, you were on the verge of getting married and had a hen do that was very good. Don't get me wrong. It was fine.
It's a very lovely brunch.
It really was. It occurred to me that by this time next year, I will be on the verge of getting married. that might be show news. I don't know that. Hear me out. Stag do spanning three countries.
So just right in the middle of that bridge,
like a bar crawl, something like going. It's going off.
I'll do it. Yeah.
All right. Let's rock.
Really quick for the stag do. I'm just for your preference. Which country would you like me to source the strippers from?
Yeah, French strippers, German strippers, or Swiss strippers.
Oh wow. Let's just run off the Germans right now.
Oh man, Swiss strippers. They're going to be performing as a band at San Marino next year. I just know it. We're going to be, 12 points from Malta go to Swiss strippers with their song Eric Stag do.
Swiss strippers are so expensive.
You're paying for quality. Let me just tell you.
Well, yep. Fair enough. Yeah. I'll get back to you on that.
Sponsored strippers.
And you know for a fact they're going to arrive at the party right on time.
They're
going to be so damn punctual.
Sam, did they on the topic of things that matter? Did the Euro Village? Did they put it in that huge open space right next to the arenas, or is it somewhere else?
It's somewhere else. I think it's closer to the city center.
Lame. They could have had everything in basically one space. There's a huge public green space just south of all of where the contest is happening. And it seemed like if you wanted the village or some other, that sort of thing to kind of be the center of everything, you can do that. Although, I mean, maybe not congesting everything to the same train station.
Exactly.
Is also fine.
I think they said that the Euro Village and the Euro Club was going to be kind of near this sort of a conference hall area, sort of in the center of town. So it's still like those two pieces are together and kind of separated out from the event area. But yeah, I'm sure it's going to be fine. I've already looked. It seems like the Basel infrastructure when it comes to transportation is pretty good, so it should be fine. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks like an absolutely gorgeous place to visit as well. Really neat area. What was our other option? Geneva. It was Geneva,
yeah, Geneva.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been fine, obviously.
Yeah.
But this is cool. This is a cool spot, and I'm excited. I'm excited. We've got an artist. I guess it is the new year. Happy New Year, by
the way. Happy New Year.
It's happy
good Yontif to all of us. Yeah.
New Eurovision.
And we got a artist who is not from Israel. We got a super early from Cyprus, right?
Yes.
From Cyprus.
Cyprus often will announce early, but I think the biggest news is not only is Theo Evan representing Cyprus. Holy crap, guys, he's actually Cypriot.
He's from the island.
Nicosia. Yeah, like he's actually Cypriot. But I mean, to be fair, like he was educated here in the United States. Supposedly he went to the Berklee College of Music in Boston, so we can kind of claim him too. Woo!
Berklee's legit.
Berklee is solid. I mean,
really
Berklee,
legit.
I mean, you've had we've had a lot of actual recent artists come through Berklee. Morrow went to Berklee. Louisa Sobral, I think, went to Berklee.
Why am I blanking on her name? Snap Girl. Didn't she go to Berklee?
I don't think Rosalind did.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
I think Teodora from Serbia went. I want to say that Marina Sati from Greece also attended some coursework at Berklee.
Marina Sirtis from Star Trek Next Generation?
Multi-talented person.
Yeah, Troy herself.
Yeah.
Be representing Beta Zed next year.
So yeah, good pedigree from Theo. Obviously, they haven't announced a song yet, but we'll keep you posted when that comes up. They've got plenty of time to work on that. In also early news, it looks like Albania's traditional crown of having the first big national final is going to be snatched away from them yet again. It's been Ukraine the last couple of years.
Things are boiling over in southern Europe. It's nuts over there right now.
we're going to get not only Montenegro coming back to the contest, which is fantastic, but their national final, Monty Song, will be November 26th and 27th. So like midweek.
This made me wonder, and I was going to ask, but then I realized I knew the answer. How often, or have we ever gotten a Eurovision song before we got the winner of the previous year's junior? And the answer is yes, that it has happened quite a bit. I remember We Are Domi being picked while we were in Paris.
Yes.
For Junior. And I don't think they were the first that year either.
No, I think that was it was early, but there were others.
Yeah.
No. Chickia does run theirs in December or very early January.
Yeah.
Montenegro, what's the motivation for doing it this early, do you think?
I mean, the earlier that you pick your song, the more time that you have to market it, the more time that you have to polish it, rehearse it, invest in it. I mean,
yeah, less of a jerking around of your schedule if you're a small time Montenegrin artist. You know,
I suppose.
Time to open up your schedule.
Also, fair Montenegro enough. Didn't have the best record before they left, so I'm guessing they want to have as much time as they can.
We'll have a little discussion about Montenegro's record in a little bit here. There's something related to that coming up.
Ooh.
It's very exciting. But before we get to that, though, we have one of the dumbest dumb rumor of the week.
Yes,
truly.
I love this.
In a long time. We need more of these.
Honestly. Remember when we thought that a dumb rumor of the week was something like, maybe Mika will host Eurovision?
Oh, wait.
And yeah. Now we have to deal with... Eric, just say it.
Yeah, so if you're listening, you probably already know what this is going to be.
I don't know how many people in Europe are plugged into our vice grip on culture.
This definitely made the rounds.
Yeah.
Queen of America, JoJo Siwa, was just talking on a TikTok or Beep Boop or whatever the youths do these days.
Youths.
About being Polish and how proud she was to, I think, have possibly just learned she was Polish. I don't know. And made a passing mention that, like, well, it started with, I'm going to visit Poland, which is a perfectly normal thing for a person to do. But then
why did you say that like it isn't?
Yeah.
Anyway, she said, I will be visiting Poland from mid-April to late May.
Yeah, made a passing mention that she was talking to Poland, however defined, about representing them at Eurovision.
Yeah, partially on the back of like the success of a recent single in the Polish market.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, something blew up in on the Polish charts by JoJo Siwa. So has the impression now that she runs Poland and will be making all the decisions about.
I was not under the impression that JoJo Siwa actually made music or did anything. I thought that her career was just being annoying online.
No, she's launched a quote unquote.
I mean,
she's launched.
It worked for Jendrick.
Don't be mean.
Well, anywho, yeah, our good pal JoJo Siwa has claimed to be in the running for Poland doing Eurovision. Just a few problems with this. One, Poland has not confirmed that they are participating yet.
Yeah, first there's that.
Second, no, you're not. This is definitely not true. This has been denied by people who would know. Sam, I'm guessing you have some more info.
Yeah, I believe, I think the Polish delegation people who are very well connected with the Polish delegation said, one, we haven't made the decision if you're going to. Two, you haven't spoken to anybody on this side. And three, like, there was a suggestion that she would have taken the song that she had launched that was already a success in Poland, and that's not how Eurovision works, as we mentioned.
No clue
September
how
1st, is it?
Yeah, no,
so, no. So, I mean, JoJo, if you do have a song that you want to shop to Poland, sure, send it in. You have every right to, if they don't have, you know, if they're deciding to send a song to Basel, and if they don't have a residency requirement, like many countries often do, sure, go for it. But, no!
You know what? I agree. JoJo Siwa should move to Poland. They can have her.
This would really solve a couple of problems.
So I looked up this JoJo Siwa because I'd never heard of her. And at first I was like, oh, so she's like 14. No, she's 21, but she dresses like a Rainbow Bright cosplayer.
I mean, she was 14 when she was probably her most famous, when she was on Nickelodeon.
She was on Dance Moms.
Yeah, she was a Dance Moms.
Oh, God, that's right. Oh, jeez.
She hosts So You Think You Can Dance.
She does now.
A reasonably good dancer to do.
Yeah, I mean, she can sing. She's been on The Masked Singer. She has released some singles recently. She's trying to break out of her child star kind of vibe, and it's a little bit scattershot at this point.
Highly cringe, I think, is what the
what's that?
Used? Highly cringe.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I would say she has broken out of the child star mold. I have no further comment. Because it's like, oh, you wanted to break out of that? Well, you did. You sure did.
I recognize I'm being diplomatic. That's just how I am. Yeah.
It was a cocaine bender.
And Derek can be reached at.
Could
get a bunch of JoJo Siwa fans on my.
Oh my God. They would.
Our listenership is going to skyrocket until about now.
Absolutely mobilized.
Yeah.
Might as well. Yeah. Derek, insult a couple of K-pop artists.
I was about to say it. I have the utmost respect for the K-pop community.
Oh, God. Okay. Anyway, JoJo Siwa is not going to Eurovision. I mean, probably not going to Eurovision.
At this point.
It's.
I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, we've had Americans go before
for Poland,
Poland.
Look at Hoffman,
And I don't think I know it's a long shot. But I wouldn't say it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah,
I suppose we said the Mika thing was ridiculous, and then that happened. So, So
stay tuned, but I don't think this is going to be
Once again, you can quote me on this. JoJo Siwa is definitely not participating in Eurovision.
And you can purchase your Eric Was Wrong t-shirts on our Redbubble page.
Still there.
Anyway.
Oh, those aren't going anywhere. They have a million uses. If I wear that shirt in public, and I do, and somebody asks me, well, what was Eric wrong about? I just say, how much time do you have? That's
good time.
Your future wife just going to wear one of those every day.
She's got she has a button of it. I don't know if she has this shirt or not. We'll wear it. I'll wear it at the wedding.
No,
I won't. Where's my phone? Okay. What else we got? We got junior news.
Yeah. Junior Eurovision, as we know, is going to be held in Madrid on November 16th. The official accounts have confirmed the list of nations that are participating. 17 countries this year, one more than last year. We lost the United Kingdom as we expected, but we welcome back Cyprus and, surprisingly, San Marino.
Yes!
The littlest of little guys is back. Going through the list of participating nations and like the information that we have so far, of course, a lot is coming this time of year. Albania, Armenia, Cyprus. We know that the singer for Cyprus is Maria Pisarides, who is going to be singing a song that was co-written by Sofia Patsalides, who sang for Cyprus in Junior Eurovision 2014 with an actually a really good song. So this is promising. Estonia is back. Their singer is Annabel Atz. France. Germany is in. They've selected their singer and song. His name is Bjarne. The song is called Save the Best for Us. Ireland, Italy, Malta, Netherlands, North Macedonia have confirmed their singers are Anna Vanchevska and Alexei Ivanovsky. Poland, Portugal, they have their singer selected, Victoria Nicole. San Marino will have selected, I don't know if they're selecting their singer and song or if they'll just announce one or the other. By the time you hear this episode, that'll be coming out. Mm-hmm. Spain will be represented by Chloe De La Rosa, and Ukraine is also on the list as well. So we have the list. It's still being populated in terms of the songs. You know that before the show itself in November, we will do our traditional preview episodes and all that good stuff. So yeah, stay tuned for more junior news.
This seems like a big field for junior.
I think it came through a bit of a recovery process after COVID and everything like that. Obviously, mm-hmm. threw a lot of things into the works, but it's great to see Cyprus and San Marino back. We haven't had Cyprus in almost 10 years now. San Marino about the same amount of time. It's really good to see both of them back. So
yeah.
Speaking Junior of San rocks. Marino,
yes, San Marino. Yeah. We need to talk about. I refuse to talk about Eurovision on this show. we're gonna talk about soccer everybody.
I'm okay with this. I normally wouldn't be, but...
you may have heard, if you're extremely online or you follow one of the most pointless soccer tournaments there is, the UEFA Nations League, which is a... It's a league where every country in Europe gets to participate, as opposed to like some of the other UEFA stuff where like they only pick the good countries or there's more thorough qualifications and things like that. Nations League, at least to start, every country is in, including the bad ones. And here are some examples of that. The lowest group, Group D, includes Gibraltar, Moldova, Malta, Andorra, Liechtenstein, and our buddies San Marino. San Marino is ranked dead last in the FIFA national team rankings. They are like 210th or something like that. The only country that kind of sort of has a claim for lower when you look at the stands is Eritrea. And they don't have a ranking at all because they have not played an international match in over 2 years. You have to play at least once every couple of years to stay on the rankings, and they fell out. They've got other stuff going on. That's fine. But San Marino plays a fair amount, and they basically always lose. Throughout their entire history, they had only one win. It was 20 years ago. They had a single win in their entire history as a nation until this week.
Yeah.
They doubled their win total. They beat Liechtenstein 1-0 at home in front of a roaring crowd of, I don't know, 30 people. And it was awesome. It was San Marino. I'm so happy for you. You got the win. Their other win was also 1-0 over Liechtenstein, by the way, 20 years ago. But that's it. Those are their two wins. The two they've ever had. They've had a number of draws. The most impressive is probably against Turkey in quite a long time ago. Turkey is ranked in like the top 30 now. I don't know how good they were at the time, but they had a 0-0 draw against them quite a while back. And I just wondered, here's another fun fact. The top scorer, the goal scorer in in San Marino international soccer history is a guy named Andy Selva. He scored 8 goals. He played for them for 18 years.
Wow.
So San Marino winning is so unusual. There's a sub headline on the team's Wikipedia page called, and I quote, "List of matches not lost by San Marino."
Oh my God.
There are 12 of them. Oh. 2 wins, 10 draws. The first draw isn't recognized internationally. They competed in the Mediterranean Cup in the 80s and had a draw against, it might have been Malta, another team that's not especially good. But that one isn't recognized by FIFA for some reason. FIFA rules are crazy and I refuse to learn them. But yeah, 12 total times they had a match in which they did not lose. The number of games they had in which they did lose is a little under 200. It's rough going. And I thought, is San Marino as a soccer team the same as San Marino as a Eurovision country?
Like vibes?
Well, like vibes. I mean, I think in terms of vibes, they're both San Marino, so yes.
Yes. Yeah.
But just statistically. Just
perpetual underdogs.
Yeah, there is that. Just statistically, mathematically, though, I think there are a few other candidates that are a little more
San Marini.
San Marini, yeah. So San Marino's qualification rate in semifinals is 21%. That's bad, but it's not the worst. There are some others that are worse. I will note that this isn't a one-to-one comparison, but if you compare like not losing at soccer, Eurovision, that happens just completely overall a similar amount of the time. And San Marino's non-losing rate in soccer is about 5.3%. So basically you got to roll a natural 20 on a D20, and San Marino doesn't,
they don't have the D20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you only count wins, San Marino soccer's win rate is 0.1%. But I love them. Let's see. But yeah, 21% qualification rate in Eurovision is not great. There are a few countries that are worse. In terms of countries that are active, there's only one lower. Sam, I'm sure you know who it is.
I mean,
or maybe not.
We talked about Montenegro.
Yes, Montenegro is lower. They are 2 for 14, which is about 17% qualification, which is rough. They've sent some fine things.
They have.
It seems like it should be better than it is. There are also three countries with a 0% qualification rate. You've got Monaco, you've got Slovakia, which we don't participate. And this is, I think, maybe our best choice for the San Marino Soccer of Eurovision.
I see where you're going with this. Yep.
Yes, it's Andorra. Andorra has the distinction of... So Monaco and Slovakia never made it out of a semifinal, but they've also appeared in a final because they competed for semis were a thing. Andorra doesn't have that. They've only ever been in semifinals. They're the only participating country to have never touched a final. And so I think they're the San Marino Soccer of this. We need them to come back though. So we really do. Look at how happy everyone was that San Marino beat Liechtenstein in a thing. Don't you want that for yourselves? Conversely, we have two countries with 100% qualification rates now, as of this year. Ukraine is the famous one. They've been around a lot, have never failed to qualify. And by virtue of them coming back after being gone for 30 years, Luxembourg is 100%. They're 1 for 1 at the moment. So good for them for now. We'll see.
For now.
Anyway, San Marino, good on you. Way to do it. They have a couple more matches in whatever this thing is. They still have to play Gibraltar, and they still have to play Monaco or something. The reward for perhaps winning another one of these games is promotion to Group C, which I feel like I'm not going to say they don't want that. I'm sure they do, but it's going to be they're going to struggle in that group. I will note also, everyone's talking about San Marino. There was another quite big upset in this Nations Cup or whatever it's called. Albania beat Ukraine yesterday.
Whoa.
At the time of recording. Yeah. Another thing that doesn't happen at Eurovision is... Albania is ranked in the 60s. Ukraine is ranked, I think, 25th. So that's a pretty big upset.
Yeah.
As far as these things go. So good. Congrats to Albania as well. That's a really cool thing for them. So let's go back to. Oh, this isn't about Eurovision either. Sort of. OGAE, our main topic of the day.
Yeah.
The OG. What does that stand for?
Well, it's in French.
Organisation de l'Eurovision.
One second. Let me
close.
Yeah, close enough.
Nailed it.
Okay, so OGAE. Will this be an acronym or an initialism? Either way, it's not pronounced. I mean, some pronounce it okay, but it's Organisation Générale des Amateurs de l'Eurovision. So, General Organization of Eurovision Fans. So, it's either OGAE, or if you want to be all English about it, GOEF.
Oh, I love GOEF.
Yeah.
I love when they represented Ukraine.
So yeah, that's an organization of Eurovision fans that was formed back in 1984. There are 44 different national clubs that span all over the world. There's actually a chapter for the rest of the world and countries that don't have a club of their own. And for some strange reason, Germany has two clubs, but they put on every year a series of contests. There's the OGAE poll that goes prior to the Eurovision contest that we know we've mentioned before. There's this general song contest for, you know, just songs from my country, and we'll all just put them together. But I think one of the biggest ones, and the one that we are gathered here today to discuss, is the OGAE Second Chance contest. It's been going on since the late 80s, and it's basically every participating club that had a national final that wishes to participate sends a non-winning song from their national final to this second chance contest. So lovable losers that were left on the dustbins of national finals get their chance in the sun. So this year we have got 16 different songs from 16 different nations. The rest of the world chapter is being they're championing San Marino this year.
Them again.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. So,
San Marino.
Yeah. So we have got a really solid list of songs this year. Just kind of going through the list.
So we have from Croatia, we have Marcella with the song Gasoline that came in sixth place in the national final. Red Flag Parade from Czechia, which was third. Johnny from Denmark by Basim, second in the national final. My Friend by Ollie from Estonia, also runner up. Paskana from Sarasipola from Finland. Oh Boy by Rick from Germany. Sinceramente from Annalisa in Italy. Showers Impossible from Lithuania. Sirena by Erba from Malta. Dam Digida by everybody's favorite Kaino from Norway, of course. Pelas Costuras by Joao Borges from Portugal. Like I said, rest of the world will be hoping that San Marino takes it. So they picked Loredana Bertè's Pazza. Surprise, surprise. Constructa for Serbia with Novo Bolje. Spain has picked Angie Fernandez, Sikyan Soy. Sweden has picked Jacqueline with the song Effortless. And Ukraine has taken Place I Call Home by Zifferblatt, which was second in their national final. Zifferblatt. I love Zifferblatt. Whatever you think of the song, Zifferblatt.
Mm-hmm.
So
the sound that you always make on Trombone Champ.
Forgot about Trimble and
Chamber. Flavor Blight. I'm still thinking about the how Germany has two. Does OGAE not know the wall fell?
I had the same thought. For Belgium, this might make sense if you're split like that. But like, what's going on there?
I don't know. I don't know if it's just the size of the organization caused to just sort of cave in on itself, or if there was some sort of domestic drama.
There was drama. Yeah. This 16x is a low number. For this, do we know any? Is there a reason for that?
Sometimes it really just kind of ebbs and flows. You know, if a country uses a national selection, then they're able to. But that means if they do an internal selection, they're not
who do you eligible. Who do you pick if it's an internal selection? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and then there are countries that have clubs but didn't participate this year. I know that Ireland has a club. Albania, I believe, has a branch. Iceland has a branch. Latvia also. So I don't exactly know why. I think rest of the world at this point really could only choose between entries from San Marino or Moldova. But I know that Ireland, Iceland, Latvia, and Albania have clubs of their own and have had national finals this year. But I don't know if they just decided not to participate for one reason or another. Maybe they sent something in after a deadline. Who knows? But it kind of ebbs and flows every year.
Yeah.
But either way, it's a great playlist of some fan favorites that have fallen by the way. Notice I said fan favorites.
Yeah, fans.
Keep in mind, OGAE are literally card-carrying fans.
I agree with that. It is a playlist of fan favorites. It does that part fine. Let's get to what I call the real fans, us. and count down some of our favorites.
Yeah.
So, why don't we?
Yeah. So songs that we would have picked that aren't on this list here. And let's make this pretty snappy. Danny, I know that you have a hard stop today, which, by the way, have to say, if you happen to be listening to us from the Minnesota area, check out Theater in the Round's upcoming production of King Lear, starring or at least featuring our very own Danny.
Who knows? 12 points by King Lear. You might recognize this sass voice. Even Shakespeare can't cover this up.
Excellent. Anyway, so we had so many national finals this year. What are some ones that were kind of left on the wayside for you that you would put in your playlist?
Do I have to say it again? Do I have to?
The Spain thing? Yes.
Spain made the incorrect choice, boneheaded choice, twice in a row, sending Zora and then I don't even know what we have here. Spoiler alert, I didn't put Spain in my top five. I didn't pay attention to them. I already feel insulted they didn't pick St. Pedro. I don't know what they're doing over there. What is the taste level happening over there in Benidorm or in Madrid or wherever this fan organization is based? What's going on there?
Would you say that the selection of Angie Fernandez made you Angie Fernandez?
Angie.
You're so
big
angry.
Big so angry.
Big mad Fernandez.
A little bit miffed that Czechia also chose Red Flag Parade. Not a fan of that one. Did not give any votes for that, even during national final selection.
Yeah, because that's what we could actually vote in, yeah.
Big cringe. Would have sent out of my mind, or basically any other act that wasn't Red Flag Parade. Eesh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also definitely loved Out of My Mind. I think Ukraine
Ziffer Blatt was great. It came in second. I think you could have basically picked any song from that national final and it could have been a solid option. Croatia, I was kind of surprised that they didn't opt for Let 3 and Baba Roga.
Yeah.
Kind of surprised with that.
Baba Roga.
Yeah. Germany, I want to shine a light on Katze, which to me is like an upgraded version of a song that went to the Estonian national final in 2019 called Vos in die Katzen, but this was better. And in that same breath, I'm surprised that Latvia didn't participate because the cat song would have also, you know, kitty cat, kitty cat. This is the year of the cat. Please meow back.
I have a list of five, two that I've sung the praises of a lot. Hold Me Now by Evert and the Two Dragons from Estonia, I think is an absolutely phenomenal song that I thought was going nowhere. And I was glad that it at least made the final. Te Arias da Conspiração from Portugal, also beautiful, loving. Here are some more off the wall things. I wrote down whatever else Ali Alexander considered, because you know he had something else.
Oh, yeah, he had tons.
Yeah, and it might have done better. I don't know. So I pick whatever those songs were. I really liked Plavi Leptir by Lou Dedic from Croatia. This was a very, very atmospheric, moody, low-tempo pop song that just sounded really cool. The sort of thing that's a tough sell in like a national final, but really, really cool song. And then basically the entirety of MGP, the MGP final, except Super Rob.
Yeah.
You don't get to, I'm really glad they didn't pick that for Second Chance. Because it seemed like the kind of the obvious choice, sort of.
Until you realize it kind of was there.
Yeah. Well, good point. That whole thing, Save Me by Anne Princess is great. You had Margaret Berger in there that didn't even do well. Like that's how good it was. That's how strong that final was. So good. That's what I've got.
Derek, what about you? Any standouts on you?
I honestly don't remember.
Fair enough.
No, I make it a point every year of listening to the definitive Spotify playlist that has like every single national final song in it.
Yeah, those are great.
And I'm thinking back on it, I don't think there was anything that really stood out beyond what we got here and what we ended up with in the show. I feel like it seemed in most cases it was a pretty obvious choice which song they should have sent.
I feel like Italy also had a handful of really, really solid options. Mahmoud with Tutto Gold.
Oh,
you know, you can't deny him that.
Apparently you can.
Yeah, I guess so.
Three times.
Shake my fist in the air.
Calm down.
Worth it. Yeah, anyway. Should we take a look at the songs that we do have on the list and make our definitive selection?
Top fives, baby.
Of our top fives. This was not easy.
Yeah.
Why was it not easy, Sam? Were there so many good ones you couldn't decide?
We're just putting things in the right orders. Well, what all right, smartass, you go first.
Oh, Christ.
Ha!
All right, well, I'm just going to piss everybody off here.
Do it.
Well, I can't wait.
What else is new?
Number five is, yes.
My number five was from Croatia. It's Marcella's Gasoline. I'm going to say this up front. I had a hard time picking five. I thought, we talked about this before the show, all the songs kind of fell into the same category. I didn't think there was a lot that really stood out as a, like especially good, like especially like, oh, this really should have gone instead of that other thing.
Yeah.
And there's some fine songs in here, but I kind of was listening to it and waiting like, oh, there's going to be something in here that really blows me away. And I was shocked nothing really did. Mm. I think this is a fine song. I thought I listened to the live performance of these and the studio edits of these, and they all sounded really good. I thought this one sounded fine. I don't think it really broke any ground, but I thought it was a solid entry. So number five.
Yeah, honestly, Derek, you took the words right out of my mouth. That's why I also gave that one my one point. It's a perfectly solid pop song, good hook, well performed. You know, I remembered it after so many songs that I've been listening to. That hook kind of stayed with me. So yeah, I think in a pretty competitive national final, I like Gasoline. So yeah, one point for me as well.
That's probably my sixth place. I had four that I was very certain of. Just looking at the list, it was like yes, 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 and then I was like, and I thought about Gasoline because yeah, it's just a really well executed pop song. There's nothing super special about it, but like there's a place for those. Yeah. And on the radio at Eurovision, wherever, at my wedding, at you know. Anyway, the I had a hard time picking a fifth. I'm going with a possibly surprising choice.
Yes.
I don't know.
Give it.
I'm going with Oh Boy by Reek from Germany.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a surprise.
Yeah.
He's a really good singer. It was a really good performance. And like, it's hard to, in hindsight, question the one they went with, because especially by recent German standards, Always on the Run did quite well.
Yes.
Presentation was really cool. And so they, you know, they got out of the basement, and that was, you know, that was about as much as they could have asked for, in a year like this. But I listening back and watching them again, I was just really kind of enthralled a little bit by Oh Boy, the vocals. Yeah, I said what I
just, Oh Boy, just
say it like oh, that. Boy. I was enthralled by Oh Boy.
Oh Boy. Oh, it's a really good vocal. Staging is minimal but effective, or something like that, where you're really just kind of featuring someone's voice. And I liked it. I think that's a good one.
Here you go,
Danny.
I didn't feel the compulsion to have to award them points, but at the end of the day, I wound up giving them 1 point, which feels okay as a sort of acknowledgement. My number five, this is where I put Dum Digga by Norway. I'm not going to belabor the point, but there's a lot of slime this year. There's a lot of junk this year. Like, everyone, it seems like every country has decided to send not just second choices, but the same variety of second choice, which is just a nice synthy up-tempo pop dance song. And then there's Germany. I'll give it to Norway. Kaino is still churning out that stuff. You know, Fred's still yoikin. Tom still looks impossibly good for being, what is he, 68 now? Mm. Yeah, sure.
Derek, what are you giving your 2 points to?
Are we back to me already? I thought we just started.
Well, I kind of piggybacked on yours.
Yeah, you did. Okay, I'm going to go with Ollie's My Friend. Not necessarily... Friend. Yeah, I know. I keep getting confused with the Georgian song My Friend from like 10 years ago or something. Mm. I don't even know if that actually went. This one, I kind of like Ollie. I think, even though I don't think his song's necessary, I don't think he's found the right song just yet. I really like his style, and I think I hope he keeps trying, and I'd really like to see him kind of click with one of them and actually make it, because he's got a lot of interesting ideas, and you can tell he's like really cares about the music he's making. So this one, I think it's pretty good. I liked this more than Venom, it's kind of interesting to see him grow as an artist, so looking forward to seeing what he does in the future.
My 2 points I actually gave to Denmark. This is Basim, Johnny.
Yeah.
When I see somebody coming back potentially to the contest, I think, do you have something that is better than the first time? Like, are you building on something? And, you know, we know he represented Denmark 2014 with Cliched Love Song, which was, you know, cute and fun. But, you know, this is now a decade later, and he's still got that uplifting aspect to it, but it's still pensive but not preachy. I found it to be sensitive and pensive, but not in a way that I felt preached to. Like I said, give people their flowers while they're still with us. It's a simple message. I thought it was really well performed. I think vocally it was fine. It was solid. Denmark doing something that feels comfortable and safe and radio friendly, but better than what they often say. And I think he just improved on what he did in 2014. So yeah, I gave my 2 points to Basim and Johnny.
My 2 points, fourth place. I'm actually surprised this isn't higher in a way. It's Italy, Sinceramente, by Annalisa. It is a crime that this woman has not made it to Eurovision yet, because she's incredible. Yeah. She has won this contest before, the second chance, Il Mondo Prima di Te, one of the best also-rans in the history of Eurovision. Incredible song.
Can confirm.
Yes. And this is also very, 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 very good. I thought this was going to win. And then Linoya got... It got all the
correct choice. The correct choice was Linoya. Yes.
I don't know that I agree with that, honestly. But it's like they say about like playoff sports sometimes, sports podcasts, that like it's about getting hot at the right time, like getting the momentum at the right time. And that's what Lanoia did. I thought this was I thought a few things were better, but I thought this was the best of the bunch. I think she is incredible. And this song is great, great, great. That's my fourth place.
All right. Danny, what about you?
This is where I have put our returning queen Constructa. I thought that this song is, well, perhaps it's just viewing it amongst this rash of OGAE picks, but a couple of songs stand out amongst the all of the similar pop dance stuff. So this is Novoboya. She's returning with the same flavor of stuff that we loved so much 3 years ago. I'm still here for it. I don't think this is anywhere near as good as why am I blanking on it? Biti Strava.
Copresano.
No, Copresano. That's it. Nowhere near as good. And they're obviously still working with the same vibe. This act is still presenting things the same way. It's lovely to see something so familiar. And that they are still all working on that same level of the artistic realness. But it's a pop song contest, so. Only number four for me.
Derek, take us to your bronze medal position.
This is where I'm going to catch some heat.
Ooh.
My number three, this is where I put check. He has my red flag parade.
Christ in hell. Oh, yep. All right.
Oh, wow.
All right, bye, guys. Sala.
I had it as a honorable mention, frankly.
You people. How? Okay, you explain people. Yourself, Derek.
Okay. Really quick, I just want to say, this is not a defense. So it's going to come across terribly, but this song itself, I'm not really into beyond the fact that it's so weird. And I love what the song is about and how it's about it.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's this idea that we're this crazy, dangerous woman's marching band, and she is not someone you want to be associated with. Like, and it's just the concept of it. Like, this woman is literally a red flag parade. And she has her own marching band. Like, that's how awful. And I just, like, imagine when you were single and you were dating and you met people like this and you were just like, oh my God, this person is everything wrong. And to me, the concept is just, it's really funny and it's really clever. And I just haven't, you know, you don't see a lot of that, I think, in a lot of these songs. You know, they just kind of feel like they fall into a very predictable categories. And this one, it's like, no, we're going to take this concept that's like, people don't really sing about this kind of thing a lot. And we're just going to kind of go with it in this really crazy, absurd direction. And I just kind of marvel at the chutzpah, as it were, of a song like this. It's just, it's so bizarre. And no, is it 100% successful? No, I kind of find the song a little bit annoying at times. I don't like that it beeps out those swears, which frankly aren't that bad. Go ahead and just say
singing beep instead of bitch.
Yeah,
feels like a sixth grader at karaoke kind of vibes.
But it kind of fits the whole absurdity of it. On the one hand, on the other hand, just say the word. We're adults.
Comical censorship, like in that one Lily Allen song, you know the one. Can be fun. But it's kind of borderline on this.
Yeah, I'm not going to defend this as like this should have gone. I don't think it should have. But as like just an interesting entry. Like, there's nothing else like it probably anywhere, and I just find that really intriguing. I have a number six. I would easily swap in with this on another day, but this one just kind of sticks with me.
Mm.
Interesting.
My bronze medal. I'll keep this short and sweet. I gave it to Paskana, Finland. Sara Sipula. I thought it was a front runner from when I heard it in studio. Many people would have still selected this if it weren't for those damn public, you know, that overwhelmingly wanted to, you know, jorts. I thought it was really, really well presented. A breakdown of a relationship and just how you become a absolute mess. And I thought it was fantastic. I'll keep it short and sweet. Eric, what about you? What's your third place?
This is where I put My Friend by Ali. I'll just note, I appreciate this song for keeping nu metal alive and also for raising the average quality level of Eurovision adjacent songs named My Friend. I really appreciate what they've done for that. I think we're going to see Ali within the next couple of years, and I think he's going to do well when he gets to the big stage. I really hope so. I think I like what he does. I will echo what Derek said. It's been cool seeing the evolution there. Ali, My Friend.
Danny.
I want to see him cover that. Oh God! Like sing like
my
one
friend,
register
B-side
like
to my friend.
Yeah, like one like sing that part, and then like for the low like baritone operatic part, just do the scream voice instead.
Ooh. Could work.
Mm-hmm. Danny, go ahead.
Before I forget it, I'm just going to say I didn't rank Denmark, but I really appreciate Denmark, and I'm glad Sam at least is giving them some points. I think I would have put them at number six. But what I like about that song is that he like is telling a very specific story and sort of like is using words and presenting images and stories that you never encounter in a pop song, like visiting my family in hospice. Like he sings the word hospice. When is the last time you heard hospice in a song? And it's just like, well, he's saying some really real things, and it's like, if only he were, I don't know, performing it slightly different, I think it could be really palatable. One of my favorite artists is Sam Fender, and he sings a lot about like sort of like the graphic nature of what he had to grow up with, like a mom.
Okay, send Sam Fender.
Yeah.
Oh my
send
God.
Sam Fender. Like he had to grow up with like his mom suffering from, I think, fibromyalgia or MS, but like some sort of like debilitating disease that was like really rough when he was a teenager. And so like he sings about that stuff. But it's I don't know, a little bit better because he has more punch. I don't know. Denmark is getting really close with something like that. I really liked it. And mostly I'm saying that as a distraction from the fact that my number three is Effortless by Sweden. Derek, what's your number two? What did I say? I can't defend it.
You just feel it.
It's my number three. What do you want? They sent the right. They sent Marius and Martinez. They did the right thing. But if they had sent Effortless, they wouldn't have done half bad anyway. Whatever. She's a good singer. Derek, I don't know. Stop sharpening that knife.
Just one comment I'm going to make on Effortless. When I listen to it, I'm like, this is Thriller. This is Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. There's a lawsuit waiting to happen there. listen to it. It's there. It's verbatim. My number two is Italy's Annalisa, Sinceramente. Excellent, excellent song. Really, really good. I mean, it speaks to the caliber of music that Sanremo produces every year, that you can't just pick one song and say, this should have gone to Eurovision. I'd say every year they've got a handful of songs they could have sent and done just as well. I really hope that she can make it someday if she really wants to. If not, she's really good, and this is a great song. So there.
All right. My second place, I give this to Zifferblatt.
You just wanted to play it.
I do. Place I Call Home. It's a sort of Beatlesque at points, kind of swirly, retro, delicate voice, but it at the same time has a sort of 90s Britpop quality that I feel very, very comforted by. And I'm absolutely down for that. So yeah, Zifferblatt is my second place.
Oh, it's me. this is where I put Paskana from Finland. Great song. This is maybe the one case where I would firmly say you should have picked something else. And I say that acknowledging that, like, in a year that needed levity here and there, having Windows 95 Man be part of this was kind of nice. Like, say what you will about the song, whatever. The presentation was funny. Like, I don't, Liz hated that song, but was laughing out loud when watching seeing how they frame certain shots and things like that. The Austin Powers implied nudity sort of thing.
Yeah.
But Paskana was a triumph. It's a powerful, powerful song about just being a wreck, a certain type of wreck, with a very bad word indeed. And as it turns out, Paskana is like a swear or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
So Paskana.
Paskana.
Danny, what's your Paskana second? Yeah, what's your Paskana second place?
My Paskana second place is not Paskana. This is where I put my friend. This is I would give Ollie plenty of points. Plenty of points. Very, very deserving. Very cool sound. You don't hear too much at Eurovision. And of course, this is coming out of Northern Europe. It feels right. It feels good. It also feels like a second pick. I will acknowledge that. It feels like
the second in this is like, oh man.
I know. It feels like I don't know. Another example of a really solid song that a bunch of people would love, including me. But that just you kind of acknowledge would just kind of pull a what happened to Norway this year. Just like really going for some real genuine, different, sincere performance that the public doesn't give the time of day. I can see that sort of thing happening here. But I like it, and it's my points. I'll use them when I need them. So Estonia, have fun.
All right. Derek.
Numbers one. Okay, really quick. My number six would have been Lithuania. I quite like that song.
I think
it really worked. It really grew on me. And live, I thought they sounded really good. And swap that out with any of these. It was kind of hard not to include it, but I have to mention it here. My number one is where I put Paskana from Finland. First time I heard it, like, just really raw, emotional, passionate. I love the styling of it. It sounds really different, but also kind of familiar. I thought her staging at the national final was really cool. I get why they went with Windows 95, man. You know, they thought they had a winner and it kind of got snatched away from them and they just wanted to throw away a year. And that's fine. Windows 95, man, it's not, again, not a great song, not a song I'd listen to outside of the, but the performance is just, it's hilarious and it's entertaining and it was just fun to look at. So I get where you're coming from and I'm sorry. That's where you decided to go, but there we are.
All right. My number one, we've already talked about Sinceramente, but this is where I put it. Italy, just, they send quality. It's incredibly well sung. Annalisa is so engaging. It is, you know, fantastic hook. This is a song that is both comforting to a radio listener, but also still has the hook and the immediacy that you would need at a Eurovision song. It's even good in Spanish. She's released a Spanish version of it, which is really very convenient because it's still cuando. But it's so damn good. And I've listened to this on my just regular non-Eurovision playlist a lot. And for a song to really rise to the cream of the crop of a Sanremo selection, which is generally so strong on its own, they send quality. That gets my 5 points. Eric, take it.
Say it with me now.
Sinceramente.
No, I already did that.
Oh, you could
do Zifferblatt.
Zifferblatt.
Oh, you did. Okay. All right.
100. Yes. This is amazing. This won the jury. It was understood and appreciated for how good it was. And in a absolutely stacked national final. Vidbeer this year was unbelievable.
It really was.
But I really think this was probably the best one there. I love the sort of Beatles influence. It reminds me of the sort of Baroque pop that we had in like the mid to late 2000s, like Silverchair's Young Modern, which is super underrated, I think, or like Pretty Odd era Panic at the Disco, something like that.
Sure.
I also went back and watched the live performance, and like there's some challenging vocal stuff going on in this, and he hit it. He hit all of it,
mm-hmm.
and like this is just such a cool sound. Perfectly executed. Again,
easy for all of the blats.
Hard to argue with. They finished what, third?
Yeah,
at Eurovision. Out of the death slot. Again, hard to argue with results. Mama Teresa or whatever was really good. It was really good. But this, I thought this was just a amazing thing to see pop up in one of our favorite countries. I love it. I'm glad that this showed up. There were plenty of other things they could have picked for OGAE as well, but I'm glad that this is getting just a little bit more recognition because it deserves it. Danny, what's your Paskana pick for
Sinceramente?
Okay.
it's such a serviceable song that appeals right away to enough people. And I think the important thing is has a good shelf life. Its appeal does not leave after the first listen. I think that's what you're looking for in any kind of song that you like listening to. Italy, to always a bridesmaid and sometimes a bride. So what were they this year? Oh, looks like they were a bride. Good for them.
All right. What's our rank? How much did Sinceramente win by?
It was actually relatively close. With 1 point apiece, we had Kaino from Norway and Rick from Germany. Gasoline having 2 points. Also Johnny from Denmark. Novo Volje also on 2 points from Serbia. Red Flag Parade and Effortless each getting 3 points a pop. Paskana was 7 points. Place I Call Home taking third place with 9 points. My Friend with 14 points. And on top with 16 points, Sinceramente, okay. Italy takes
that's
it.
Close. I can live with that. That's my 1 and 2 anyway. So looks yeah. great.
And we Ollie know... and second place, name a more iconic duo.
I know.
We will know what the actual OGAE voters have thought about the selection. I believe results will be out in October. That's basically standard for what they do. And we'll comment on that when that comes out. But until then, you can take these rules as gospel. So
yeah, I know we gotta wrap this up. Who's actually gonna win?
Kaino.
I mean, that's kind of what happened too.
I'm gonna say Italy. I have faith. I have faith. I'm gonna say Italy.
I could see that too.
I hope you're right.
I mean, either of those sound good.
Lord knows it's not going to be Sweden.
Yeah, they have won it twice in a row. Finally.
But they deserved it last year for Air. Eric and I both loved Air.
I love it's what we breathe.
It is the air is what I breathe. Somebody told that to me once. I forget who. Anyway, Sam.
Let us know what are your favorites from the OGA Second Chance Song Contest. Let us know on social media, 12pointsUSA. Email us directly at 12pointsforamerica@gmail.com. You know where to reach us. We'll see you on our next episode. But until then, I've been Samantha.
I've been Derek.
I've been Derek. And I've been Daddy.
And America.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
Papa.
You are the 12 points I need.